genre of music. I thought I should explain a little bit, because you're going to hear music that you're not always used to hearing in a concert setting. We have all heard soundtrack music for movies, and a lot of us like it. It is really, really well composed. Now, the way music works, like throughout all of history, is it's used in the greatest storytelling media that we have. And, you know, it used to be plays and opera, musicals, movies. And now, video games, believe it or not, have actually surpassed movies and books in a lot of the media presentation. So a lot of the great composers of today's age, whether they're classical composers or anything, will make their living by composing these pieces of music that have to last sometimes over 80 hours for video games. And they orchestrate them, they conduct them, and they sometimes do whole concerts just in video games. And Roberts, all within the last 15 years, so Roberts doing all contemporary music today. It is very fun. And these ones are really, really, really challenging. So I really hope you learn to appreciate this new genre. It's very, very interesting. And teaching him has very educated me to some of this music, because I've never heard it before, but it's really cool stuff. This is the opposite of that. These have been around for like 150 years. So this is, the first one I'm going to be doing is Rondo Capriccioso by Mendelssohn. I love this piece. I have to play this every time I play it, because I absolutely love it. It is a lot like what Robert did there. It's essentially similar to a theme and variations, except it's alternated, so you'll hear a theme and it goes through. You'll hear it when I play it, but the interesting thing about this piece is the set is Wunderkind, which means wonder child. And these are these great performers that toured Europe when they're like 10 years old. Mendelssohn was a kid like that. He toured Europe at the age of 10 and could play anything and everything, and his whole life was just gifted like this. This piece starts out in a major key and ends in a minor key. It's very interesting. It has an introduction, then the Capriccioso. And the second piece I'll be playing after that is this piece by Chopin, his Nocturne. I wanted to keep him in the Wunderkind as well. He was a self-taught pianist. He never had a consistent teacher. So Chopin is one of those enigmas who came out of nowhere, did his own thing, and just changed the world because of it. This piece he also wrote as a teenager, just like Mendelssohn wrote his. And it's the first nocturne in his order of nocturnes, and it is beautiful. When you hear it, it does not sound like a young man wrote it. It does not sound like a 17-year-old boy wrote this piece. It is absolutely, it's hard to explain. He's ageless soul. Thank you.
Thank you. Sturgeon Bay. A lot of people aren't aware of that. We serve over 50 different nonprofits and different organizations, but either offering meeting space or allowing them to come in and give presentations to just utilize our facility in whichever way they'd like. And we certainly welcome you and any of your organizations to come in and do that if you'd ever like to. We serve meals out of our kitchen, the Northern Door Children's Center, the Adult Daycare, the Kiwanis Club of Northern Door, even in emergencies, the American Red Cross all took advantage of those services. We do have a apartment complex. We have villas, 18 independent living villas. We have an assisted living, and we have a 24-hour nursing center, which includes the Alzheimer's skilled care wing. And we also have a wonderful rehabilitative department that ministry operates. And I know a few of you I recognize have been in there for some rehab. How many of you have been in for rehab over the years? Wow, that's a lot. And how many of you have volunteered at Scandia? Oh, I love this. How many of you live there? Those are our favorites. That's a good favorite. So let me tell you just a little bit about what we're planning to do here in our project. I did bring this board here. It might be a bit hard to take a look at with all of you here, and I could certainly stay after and present if anybody's more interested in getting a more of a all-inclusive tour here. But I also have brochures I can hand out. The first phase of our building project is going to be a brand new assisted living here. This is going to be a 24-unit complex. We're going to have a choice there. Right now, the rooms are small. They're nice, they're adequate, but they're small. There's little public space to have a group or a family function if you want to come in and have a luncheon or something. And if you bring more than one person at a time, chances are you're going to be sitting on their bed to visit. So we really want to be able to offer more to our residents because they deserve it. So what we're going to do is offer a choice of a studio, a one-bedroom, or a two-bedroom apartment over in this new area here. And that's the first part of our project. When we reach $5.2 million, we're going to be able to do that. The good news is we are already at almost $4 million, halfway to our $8 million goal. So that's really very good. We've only been at this for a little over a year. So that's a lot to be excited about. The second, we have also included in the first phase of our project is going to be a new wellness center here. And that'll be basically what we offer right now for our therapy services. We'll also be able to offer our massage, our yoga, more of our wellness components of our campus can be over there. We have a physician on staff right now. This would allow him to be in that space as well. Less interruption for our residents, give them their, they could also at that point then have our current therapy space to do something they like in. So that's what we're really moving towards in that direction. And that'll be about twice the space that they currently have too. That'll be wonderful. There'll be a new entrance in here, a new parking area. And then the second part of our project here is going to be short-term rehabilitative suites. They'll be adjacent to our wellness center. And what those are going to be is for the people that are just there for a little while. They can be with like people, like residents. They're sharing the goal to go home, working together, enjoying their meals together, having visitors come in. So that'll be a nice, comfortable transition for them as they get ready to go back home. And this wing right here is our current wood view, our current assisted living. That will no longer be there. These will be then turned into those rehabilitative suites. In the final phase of our project, we're going to move to private rooms in our nursing home, and that is long awaited and very much needed. Our current rooms, as you all know, are quite small. The care there is exceptional. We can't get better care than is offered. But we really, that's been a dream of ours for a long, long time to be able to have all of those private rooms. When we first opened our doors 30 years ago, there was probably 5 residents that required a wheelchair. Now there's, if you walk through, I bet in our nursing home there's maybe 5 that don't. So it's quite a change. We have a lot of mechanical equipment that we now require, and it makes things much more comfortable for the residents. We're glad that we're able to offer that. But it's hard to fit. Some of the bathrooms you can't even fit that.
so different. And what I really like about teaching Robert pieces that are that challenging is that you hear like all weird harmonies and it's crunchy and it sounds like a battle, right? It sounds like a fight, it sounds like there's conflict. There's no way to practice for that. Like the stuff that I play, a lot of it has harmonic progressions that you can practice, score, scales and chordal progressions and things like that. But stuff that Robert plays is weird. It's got like ninths and little seconds and like cluster chords and stuff. They don't have exercises for stuff like that. So like when he wants to play stuff that is that hard, I'm like, go ahead, it's great. And so I'm really proud of him for doing that. That last piece was Schubert's Impromptu in A flat. I changed it because it's shorter and more appropriate for an offering. G flat is also beautiful. Just get them all. They're all wonderful. If you ever get a chance, they're all beautiful. This next piece is Rachmaninoff, right? This one I also picked. Oh, Schubert. There's another one. He lived to be like 29 years old. Maybe 30. But he was one of those guys who wrote thousands of pieces of music since he was 10, 11. Most of them were written while he was sick in bed. He'd actually write them on guitar and then just put them back on the piano. That's why his left hand does just little simple things that change chords, and the right hand does all like the guitar, the picking stuff, all those music like that. It's really cool. Writes great vocal stuff. Rachmaninoff, now this is interesting. Another young man, when he was 19, he wrote this piece. I try to keep him into the I love the younger composers when they first do their stuff. When he first wrote this piece haunted him his whole life because everyone always wanted to hear this piece. It's one of those pieces that, you know, if he could go back in time, I'm sure he would have written it and not shown anybody until he's 50, you know. But he wrote it when he was 19. It gave him, like, world-class fame right away because of the just amazingness of this piece. But the problem is he was too young and naive to know how to do copyright laws at that time. And so even though this piece sold millions and millions when it was first written, he only got $20 out of the whole thing. And yeah, he could have been set for life with this one piece, but because he didn't know anything about copyright laws, the poor young man, showed it to a publisher, and the publisher's like, he just sold it all. And it sucks, but, you know, he went on and wrote other stuff, and he figured it out. He learned the hard way, like most of us, right? But this piece still lives on, and it is a wonderful piece by the young Rachmaninoff. Also does not sound like a young man wrote this. It is crazy. Thank you. one of the more challenging composers out there, and yet gigantic hands. I hands, if I stretch really hard, I can reach a 10th in each hand. Rachmaninoff could reach a 13th in each hand. And I don't know if that makes a lot of sense to a lot of people, but that is, if this is an inch, is, yeah, his hands could reach about 14 inches from fingertip to thumb. And yeah, they were gigantic. It's awesome. Every pianist wishes they had hands like that. Oh, all right, these next pieces. This is kind of fun. I've never really done things like this in concert, but I felt like it, so here we go. This is a lot of fun stuff that you will recognize, but it's arranged by a masterful pianist. Mooley did this about 10 years ago. His name is Jack Schrader. And he takes all these things that you know and love and just does some really cool stuff with it. And I'll be transitioning in dead segue from one piece to another, which means I'll just keep going straight through. And I'll do a little, I hope you like this, these are some of my favorite hymn-like things, but they're all